We're on a mission from God. Seen below in front of Chicago's amphitheater will be one of surging crowds and hectic activity. The Democratic National Convention will be underway.
Scarlet microphones break with passion.
And this may create some problems.
Let me hear you, everybody!
This is Random Acts of Radio, featuring groovy audio things, poignant interviews, and long-forgotten mood-altering tunes.
You're a master of karate
and friendship for everyone.
A David!
A David!
Oh, I directed nice
cat.
Oh,
champion of the
sun.
On a mission from God.
I'm not going to be ignored.
Old anchormen, you see, don't fade away. They just keep coming back for more.
Time now for another exciting episode of Random Acts of Radio with Cooper St. James.
And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6, 1981.
Please welcome your host, Chicago radio legend, Cooper St. James.
And that is I hope you're having a wonderful Father's Day 2018. Yeah, another one of those good holidays that we have going on, and I wish all fathers out there, and heck, even mothers, happy Father's Day. It takes a village, right, to raise a child. But all in all, it was a good Father's Day, and all the blessings from your friends here at Random Acts of Radio. My name is Cooper St. James. I am your host for another 2 hours of what we call Random Acts of Radio. Yeah, let me tell you how it works. We are audio collage, audio documentaries, but mostly all-around solid music programming. That's what we do. If it, at any time you want to get involved, 312-593-7811. Send us a text message or at randomactsofradio@yahoo.com. You can always send us an email, huh? Why don't you get involved? This is radio for the people. That's a lot to say on such a hot evening. It's like 90 degrees still, and as you know, I don't like to talk about the weather because anybody can do it. I had a speech teacher that used to say that, St. James, talk about anything else besides the weather. Anybody can do it. But I come a little bit unraveled in this kind of heat, but we're all in this together. Hey, it's Father's Day. We'll figure out a way to celebrate Father's Day here on Random Acts of Radio. We sadly have a death in the blues rock and roll family. Matt Guitar Murphy has passed away, one of my favorite musicians, and scary, spooky enough, we just featured him last week with some tunes here on the big program, sadly passing away. So we'll figure out a way to celebrate Matt Guitar Murphy with some of his good music and even that classic film appearance in the original Blues Brothers, which was magic. Speaking of magic, George Clinton, the great Funkadelic himself, is celebrating a birthday. I'm not going to tell you which one, but George Clinton, wherever you are, happy birthday. We'll figure out a way to celebrate the music of George Clinton. Why not, huh? When it gets hot out there, it's going to get hot in here. Hey, speaking of a hot band, we recently got turned on to this Australian sort of, it's like a proto-punk band or pub rock band. Emil and the Sniffers. Emil and the Sniffers. So it's Amy Taylor and Delkin Martin and some other fellas. They're Australian. They are an explosive band. I think you're really going to like them. We'll feature some of their music here on the big program. They were just in town recently. Not in town. They were just in the Midwest recently. They're up in Milwaukee. But you're going to like Emil and the Sniffers. So those are the kind of things we're going to have going on for you here on Random Acts of Radio from 7 until 9, doing this thing for the last 15 years, and we rather enjoy it, and we like that you get involved too. So pull up your most coolest, comfortable, easy-listening rock and roll music chair and enjoy the program here on Father's Day 2018. and 18. And let's kick things off with Emil and the Sniffers with a little track called Cup of Destiny right here on Random Acts of Radio.
Take it away, Leon. say you love me, girl. But why are you so cold? You think you own the world, but you don't own my soul. A little competition now, maybe that'll wake you up. Stir up some ambition, yeah, and really shake you up.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. Family affair. Checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. Family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
Thank you.
I just couldn't wait to get that one on for you. That's Matt Guitar Murphy from 1997, live in Switzerland. Sadly, Matt passing away this week. We're very sad to hear that. We're celebrating some of his sensational music here on the big program. And speaking of other sensational music, I thought I'd throw in that Sly and Family Stone Family Affair, of course, because it's Father's Day and it seemed like the right thing to do. maybe what was wrong to do. Before that was Baker Knight and the Nightmares with a track called Hallucinations. Yeah, that has nothing to do with Father's Day, but it's still a fun song from the summer of 1967. Oh, and Leon McLaugh with Take It Away, Leon. Yeah, that's a pretty good track, and we kicked everything off with Emile and the Sniffers. Cup of Destiny, they're my new favorite band. They're pub rock from Australia. They have a bit of a AC/DC punk thing going on. We'll play some more of their music here on the big program. My name is Cooper St. James. You're listening to Random Acts of Radio. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll celebrate Father's Day by telling some good old-fashioned punchline jokes. And I'll even give you one that I heard from my dear old Dad St. James, just this morning. We'll be right back.
What do you do when you see the homeless and hungry people of Chicago asking for money on the trains or sitting in the street? Do you stop? Do you tell them, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash? Or do you question what they'll spend the money on? Instead of just walking by them, you can purchase Chicago Shares food vouchers. Chicago Shares is a safe alternative to help feed Chicago's hungry and poor. The vouchers can be used in exchange for food, not alcohol or tobacco, so you can be sure where your money is going and how it's helping. To buy vouchers and learn more, visit www.chicagoshares.com.
It was 1978 when we first signed on the air.
This is radio station WLUW, operating on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz.
40 years later, we're still here, and we're going to celebrate. This Sunday morning at 10, WLUW opens its archive of radio shows spanning 40 years as the voice of Loyola. We're bringing back the jingles, the music, the DJs, and more. So join the fun this Sunday morning at 10 on WLUW. We're going to party like it's 1978.
And what a good year that was, 1978. Man, that's hard to believe. It was, what is that, 40 years ago? Woo! Where does time go? Yeah, so hope you're celebrating a good old-fashioned Father's Day. We were thinking over here at the radio station, what are dads known for? Besides being wonderful and loving and all that good stuff. Well, they're known for wearing blue jeans that are out of style. They're known for wearing T-shirts that are inappropriate. They're known for telling corny jokes. I don't know where that comes from, but it just happens. And I got one from dear old Mr. St. James, the old Indian chief himself, the out-of-work shortstop, the oak tree. I haven't heard this one before. What do you get when you cross a Doberman Pinscher and a giraffe? What do you get when you cross a Doberman Pinscher and a giraffe? Give up? You get a guard dog for the second story. But don't leave it to me. Leave it to these guys. Here's a nice little piece on corny dad jokes as we celebrate Father's Day 2018, right here on Random Acts of Radio.
Why do the chicken coops only have two doors? Because if they had four, it would be chicken sedans. Oh my gosh.
What do you call a laughing motorcycle? A Yamaha. A Yamaha.
Who is the greatest babysitter mentioned in the Bible? David. He rocked Goliath to sleep.
At what time of day was Adam created? A little before Eve. Get out of here. What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef.
All right, what do you call a fish with two knees? A two-knee fish.
opportunity.
I know, it took me a little long. Late.
A cop just knocked on my door and told me that my dogs were chasing people on bikes. My dogs don't even own bikes.
Did you know the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece.
Oh.
Who wrote that one?
I tried to eat a clock the other day. It was really time consuming. Mwah, mwah.
Who was the smallest person in the Bible? Nehemiah.
Need an ark? I know a guy.
How does Moses start his morning? Anybody? He brews a pot of coffee. She's nice.
Can February march? No, but April may.
I made an old mistake walking down the street today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I told you that would be a good one, huh? And I know out there somewhere, some father's thinking, that's one of my favorite versions. Grateful Dead, 12/27/83, San Francisco Civic Auditorium. Wow, that is a real kick. And you're a real quick kick for listening to us here on Random Acts of Radio every Sunday from 7 until 9 right here on 88.7 WLUW. My name is Cooper St. James. Let's take a break, and we got other things to contend to when we get back on the big program.
Hello, I'm Bob Merovich. Tune in to WLUW Saturday mornings at 10 for Gospel Memories, the home of the legends and pioneers of gospel music. Join me for 1 hour of vintage recordings by the classic gospel singers, groups, choirs, and quartets. We play yesterday's gospel hits and records you may never have heard before, all from the seemingly bottomless archives of Gospel Memories. You'll also hear exclusive interviews with some of gospel's living legends. That's Gospel Memories with Bob Merovich every Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on 88.7 WLUW in Chicago, the city that gave birth to gospel music.
According to the USDA, there are currently over 20 million children who receive free and reduced-price meals during the school year, but during the summer, only 2.2 million children received free meals. There are millions of children who may be going hungry, but you can help. The Summer Food Service Program provides free, nutritious meals to children at eligible site locations. For more information, contact your local Feeding America food bank or visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals.
Good stuff to keep in mind, don't you think? Hey, dads, did I tell you that it's still 89 degrees in beautiful Chicago? So do what you got to do to keep cool on this Father's Day. I'm Cooper St. James, wishing you all a happy Father's Day. We're also doing some other things on the big program, Random Acts of Radio. Send us a text message, 312-593-7811. You can always email us at randomactsofradio@yahoo.com. We play music, we do interviews, we do all kinds of fun, entertaining stuff from 7 until 9 right here on 88.7. Back in the around this time in 1986, our friend George Clinton, the great funkadelic man himself, the godfather of funk, paid a visit to the Dave Letterman show. We have it for you right here. We're playing it because it's also not only Father's Day, but it's George Clinton's birthday. And I thought we would get a chance to relish some of his masterfulness. And I couldn't think of any better way to do that than listening to George Clinton with the late night with Dave Letterman band, you know, Paul Schaefer and Anton Figg and Sid McGuinness. Although I think Steve Jordan probably played drums on this particular track. But let's have a listen to George Clinton, and right after the jam, we'll get an interview with George and Dave Letterman. How about it? Right here on Random Acts Radio.
My next guest was the originator of a style of music now called P-Funk. He was the leader of the legendary Parliaments, the Funkadelics, and now has this solo album right here called R&B Skeletons in the Closet. Please welcome a very, very, very close personal friend of mine, George Clinton. What?
Y'all say, hey, a good looking, tell me what you got.
idea. Thank you very much. What are we doing here? Okay, we'll do a commercial, then we'll be right back. Look, see how we do this?
How you doing?
Well, Paul got the funk, boy. He got the funk.
Well, here you go, man. Here
thank you
go.
Very much. Bro. I got you a crossover skill.
Don't you think I've got the funk, too?
Hey, you do now.
Thank you.
You do now. I got you a crossover.
Thank
a
you.
Crossover skill.
There you go. Yep. Thank you.
That's called crossover.
Tell me about your hat there. What is it?
Oh, my hat.
And by the way, go ahead and make yourself comfortable.
Yeah, I had to do that. My hat, you know what I'm saying? My hat is, in case you didn't have bright lights and carrying on, I bring my own spotlight with me.
It looks great.
You know what I'm saying?
Very nice.
I try to be on it, you know, because of, you know about this, you know what I mean? You know how it is.
Are you kidding me? I know about this?
Hey, man.
Of course.
The first thing that let me know that I wasn't crazy was when I first saw you on television.
Well, good.
You know, and people liking you. So I say, because I mean, I know what it's like to be a jerk. But that's not... No, don't get me wrong. No.
I understand what you're saying.
A positive, creative nuisance.
Okay.
Right. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, we get off on that, and you do it good.
Now,
I mean?
Now speaking of something like that, I have here George Clinton's top 10 list. You have your own top 10 list.
Yeah, of David Letterman's show.
Now, do you want to do that for us?
Can
tonight?
I do this?
Yeah.
Can
now, you know how it works?
No.
We start down there and go up.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
But
I got
these
that.
Are your top 10.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. Can I get a drum roll?
Yeah, read the category first.
Okay, my top 10 favorite David Letterman shows.
Written by you.
Written by
now
me.
Now you need the drum roll.
Drum roll, please.
George Clinton.
David scoring on the streets.
I think we won an Emmy for that show.
I'm sure you did. Probably got burnt. Larry Bud Melvin teaching Dave about Funkadelic.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And by the way, Eddie Maggot Brain Hazel played the original Maggot Brain.
Maggot Brain.
Michael Kidd Funkadelic played the live version.
That's
so
right.
Both of you was right.
Okay.
Number eight, Pee Wee Herman.
Uh-huh.
I like Pee Wee Herman whenever he's with me. You're good when Pee Wee's here.
Thank you.
Number seven is Pee Wee.
Pee Wee Herman.
Right.
Eight and seven.
Right. Number six is Don King.
Yeah. Gotta move along.
Number five is Don King. Number four is Don King. Number three is Sandra Bernhardt raping David.
All right.
Number two is Cher calling David an salute to Velcro.
Yeah.
Right back, folks.
Pittsburgh and it's raining. Yeah, sitting in the subway here complaining about your girl. Let me say it. Don't talk now, feel so bad. Where she goes, that's where I'll follow. Her trail took me down to Chicago. Got to stop this hood inside. Why my little girl say bye-bye? Said, don't talk now, feel so bad.
Thank you.
Wow, can you believe that, huh? That's the great Eric Clapton from 2009. My Father's Eyes, I thought it would be appropriate to play here on Father's Day 2018. We're so delighted that you're joining us for another episode of Random Acts of Radio right here on 88.7, which means you're listening to 88.7 WLUW Chicago Sound Alliance Broadcasting from the campus of Loyola University. My name is Cooper St. James. Every Sunday from 7 until 9, we do this thing called Random Acts of Radio. We are audio collage, audio documentary, interviews, but most importantly, all-around solid music program. And if at any time you want to get involved, does it sound like I've been doing this long enough, huh? If at any time you want to get involved, 312-593-7811. You can send us a text message or, by all means, randomactsofradio@yahoo.com. Send us an email and get involved. You know, this is radio for the people, from the people. We like documentaries, interviews, music, bands, all that good stuff. Yeah, so what are we celebrating? Well, in the first hour, we're going to do pretty much, second hour, we're going to do pretty much what we did in the first hour. We're celebrating Father's Day. Sadly, we had a death in the blues rock and roll family. Matt Guitar Murphy has passed away. We will be celebrating some of his work. It's George Clinton's birthday, so we'll be playing some wonderful George Clinton music. We also got turned on by a new band from Australia called, now there's some debate if it's Amy Emil and the Sniffers or Amy Taylor and the Sniffers. Either way, they are quite good. They're a pub rock band, a proto-punk band. They're pretty good. We'll play some more of their music, and we'll have ourselves just a fabulous 8 to 9 hour here on the big program. So, sadly, speaking of Matt Guitar Murphy, we were lucky enough. You know, last week was Blues Fest in Chicago, and we were talking about Matt Guitar Murphy. We weren't able to play this track, but we have pulled it out. This is the James Cotton Blues Band featuring Matt Guitar Murphy from Blues Festival in Chicago in 2010. And I think it's you're going to like it. It's a little rough, but let's play it in honor of the great Matt Guitar Murphy here on Random Acts of Radio. Like a rocket, you ride in style, moving on and on.
one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny, with hair down to here and plenty of money. And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some mousy little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Boomerang, boom, 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 boomerang, boom, 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 boomerang. What can I do? Boom, 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 boomerang. Boom, 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 boomerang.
Boom, boom, boom,
boomerang. Right back to you. I've left a dozen times or more. Each time it was the end. But every time I changed my mind, then I'd come back again. Just like a boomerang. Boom, boom, boom.
Snappy little one, huh? That's Tom, Tall Tom, and Ginny Wright with Boom Boom Boomerang. Pretty good stuff going way back to 1955. Where were you in the summer of 1955? And before that, I don't know how this got in there. It was Tom Northcott. Who planted thorns in Miss Alice's garden? Yeah, I don't know. It was a great tune, but a little bizarre for a Father's Day special show. The Lovin' Spoonful gave us Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind, one of my favorites. And we, of course, heard from Matt Guitar Murphy and James Cotton with the old Ike Turner tune, Rocket 88. Yeah, these are the kinds of things we're playing for you here on Random Acts of Radio. I'm Cooper St. James. We'll be back with some birthday boy himself, George Clinton, right after these short messages.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Purple, the Duke of House and host of After Hours, a deep house session. And I am very excited about the next episode of Saturday Night Spotlight, where I showcase some of my favorite things regarding house music. On April 28, 2018, we will have a legend in the house. Grammy Award-winning DJ, producer, remixer Maurice Joshua will be on deck. Make plans to tune in on April 28th and get your tape decks ready from 10 p.m. to midnight. Right here on WLUW 88.7 FM, Chicago's Sound Alliance.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it, too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Yeah, and I'm sure that interview on After Hours Saturday night from April went well with DJ Purple, but these are the kinds of things you hear on 88.7 WLUW Chicago. My name's Cooper St. James. You're listening to Random Acts of Radio. We're doing a lot of things here on this Father's Day 2018, but it's also George Clinton, the great P-Funk all-star himself. It's his birthday, so we're celebrating his birthday as well. We recently ran across this cool thing. NPR Music does something called the Tiny Desk Concert or Series, where they get groups together and they play almost acoustically in a small space. They play their music, and it's a lot of fun, really. And I think it was a lot of fun here in January when George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars got together to do their version of what they do so well. And I think in honor of Mr. George, his birthday here this week, we'll play it for you right here on Random Acts of Radio. I'll tell you, it's not every day that George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Star shows up at your office and puts on a show, but in January of 2018, that's exactly what happened there. That's part of the NPR Music Tiny Desk series. And happy birthday to you, George Clinton. I like your new look. Oddly enough, after all these years, you've gone full circle and you're back to a conservative look. And anything you touch is gold. So happy birthday. Hey, you're listening to Random Acts of Radio. We're celebrating Father's Day, and we got one more bit for you, a very touching tribute to Father's Day right after these brief messages.
Did you know that you could compost in your dorm room? That leftover orange peel, apple core, or unfinished bowl of cereal is all compostable. Don't add unnecessary waste to landfills. Become a more sustainable you. Brought to you by the Loyola Environmental Journalism Class.
Innovation is a brain function.
What I'm going to talk about tonight is about a fundamental transformation of how the world works.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
It's the answer that led those who've been told for so long by so many to be cynical and fearful.
So today, for me, being fearless means being honest.
The new WLUW.org is frickin' awesome.
And indeed, it is awesome, and you're awesome for joining us here for Random Acts of Radio every Sunday from 7 until 9. Yeah, we got about 20 minutes left on Father's Day 2018. We have a bit of a tearjerker for you. This comes to us from Echo Storytelling Agency, and the bit here is they asked 10 fathers and their children to express to each other why they felt proud. And in this video, we have the audio for you. You have child and father facing each other. And it's okay to have a tear because it's very heartfelt and very warm. So let's have a listen to it here on Random Acts of Radio.
What about me makes you proud?
Oh, man.
Dad, what about me makes you proud?
Dad, what about me makes you proud?
Oh, man. Dad, what about me makes you proud?
And I have to answer that one?
Yes.
Just about everything that you do.
You're loving. You're funny. I could go on and on.
What makes me proud about you is you just being yourself.
I had trouble with alcohol, this which is actually an intervention. Even with all the other people there, you were the real reason that I made the decision to go into the treatment center that I did. And thank you.
Thank you. You're helpful. Yeah. You forgot the funny part.
Your attention to hygiene.
Dad, I'm grateful to you for choosing to stay when I was little. Why am I crying?
At the time when I'm graduating and I'm packing up and leaving, then it's really gonna hit me. And
I think about a time when if you're not around, like that would be awful. But like you're the person that would always laugh.
Dad, I'm grateful because we didn't know how long you were gonna be with us, so we're so happy that you're still here. Dad, I'm proud of you for knowing that the most important thing was to just give your kids so much time.
I've always been impressed by you. You made it easy.
Thanks.
I miss having the chance to just check in with you. I miss your sketchbooks.
I love you.
I love you too.
You got it. We don't say it enough.
Hey.
I love you, Dad.
It doesn't compute until they're gone. So tell them now.
is talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. Can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their head. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son.
But when you're near to me, it's awfully plain. you want me to? I've got to get control on me, 'cause you're just too much for me. Yeah, you bring out the animal in me. Yeah. Oh, the animal in me. All right. But when you're near to me, it's awfully plain to see. Yeah, you bring out the animal in me, child. Oh, the animal in me. It is your face that's causing me to burn. And one of these days, child, it's gonna be your turn. It's time. Admit you've got a hold on me. Yeah, you bring out the animal in me. Oh, baby, the animal in me. All right, now it's the animal in me. Oh, baby, it's the animal in me. Oh, baby, now you know it's the animal in me. All
And if it sounded like the Monkees, it was the it was the Monkees. It's one of my all-time favorites. That was the Purpose song. And I say that in jest, that if it sounded like the Monkees, it is, because it doesn't really sound like the Monkees, and maybe that's why I like it so much. But that one also is going out to request here on Father's Day 2018. And that pretty much wraps up the big program for you here at 88.7 WLUW. My name is Cooper St. James, and we do this thing every Sunday evening called Random Acts of Radio. If you would like to get involved, you can send us a text message, 312-593-7811, or randomactsofradio@yahoo.com. If you play in a band, if your dad plays in a band, if you have some lost sound in the basement, send it forward and see if you can get your stuff played here on the big program. So we satisfied a lot of things. Of course, we celebrated Father's Day. Sadly, we talked a little bit about Matt Guitar Murphy, great blues musician, passing away this week, and we were fortunate enough to play some just really great stuff from Matt Guitar Murphy. We miss you already, as well as we celebrated George Clinton, the P-Funk All-Star himself, with a birthday here this week. And boy, oh boy, he still has it. Oh, and we also we learned about a new band, one of our new favorites, Emil and the Sniffers from Australia, and boy, are they wonderful. I think we have just enough time to hear one more track from Emil and the Sniffers here on Random Acts Radio. This particular tune is called 70s Street Munchies. I think you're going to like it. Hey, we'll see you next time here on Random Acts of Radio.